cattle prices are looking steady to higher this week. USDA projects lower feeder cattle prices for the rest of this year and the first part of next. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of September. Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices took on a firmer feel Wednesday. There are 1,229 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 281 head, two lots in the Southern Plains, sold for a weighted average price of $101.13 a hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 9 days. That's $1 to $2 more than negotiated trade in the region last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $3 to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. 319 head of choice 2 to 3 steers averaged $103.40. Country trade in the region last week was $101 to $102. Likewise, steers and heifers sold $4 to $5 higher at the Fat Auction in Tama, Iowa. 197 head of choice 2 to 4 steers averaged $107.54. All of that helped cattle futures close higher despite continued erosion in wholesale beef values. Except for an average of a dime lower in the back two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 59 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 76 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.53 lower Wednesday afternoon at $218.24 a hundredweight. Select was $1.94 lower at $191.97. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 4 cents lower. Calf and feeder cattle continue to trade mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves traded $3 to $8 higher with instances of $10 higher. There are 6,679 head on offer across both days. At Clovis Livestock Auction in New Mexico, with 3,407 head on hand, feeder steers and calves sold mostly $2 to $4 higher. Heifer calves and feeders weighing more than 500 pounds sold mostly $1 to $3 higher, while heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold mostly a dollar lower. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Feeder heifers traded steady to a dollar higher on comparable weights. There are 3,200 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $3 to $6 higher at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming. Steer and heifer calves traded sharply higher. There are 2,182 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed on Wednesday. There was pressure earlier in the session tied to the Fed meeting. Investors got the widely anticipated rate cut of 25 basis points, but no confirmation that the central bank plans any more reductions this year. According to a statement from the Fed, this action supports the committee's view that sustained expansion of economic activity, strong labor market conditions, and inflation near the committee's symmetric 2% objective are the most likely outcomes, but uncertainties about this outlook remain, they say. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 36 points higher. The S&P 500 closed a point higher, and the NASDAQ was down 8 points. USDA expects lingering effects from the Tyson fire to keep pressure on feeder cattle prices at least through the first part of next year, with weakness in fed cattle prices likely to continue affecting how feedlots price feeder cattle. According to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service, in the monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook released yesterday, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds were reported at $134.80 a hundredweight on September 9th at Oklahoma National Stockyards. That was $6 less than the week before the fire. Based on recent price data, ERS lowered the expected third quarter feeder steer price average by $4 to $138. Because of the expected continuation of weaker fed cattle prices and a slower pace of marketing, the fourth quarter feeder steer price forecast was lowered $5 from the previous month to $133. Likewise, with the impact of lower fed cattle prices likely carrying into next year, the price forecast for feeder steer prices in the first and second quarter of next year was reduced by $5 to $135 and $140, respectively. As for the weaker fed cattle prices driving the pressure, ERS analysts point out the average five-area direct fed steer price last week of $110.07 a hundredweight was almost 11% less than the week of the fire. Expected fed steer price for the third quarter was reduced by $3 to $107. ERS analysts say, with the expected return of the Holcomb plant in the first quarter of next year, the additional capacity would suggest some price support for fed cattle in early 2020. However, they explain, to the extent that feedlots may have held cattle over from the fourth quarter, increased availability of cattle may mitigate some of the upward pressure on prices from increased packer demand. ERS lowered expected fed steer prices for the first and second quarter of next year by $5 to $119 and $117, respectively. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of September. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.